Pen Pals, a serial shortcast. Two people connected by unexpected circumstances. Close, though neither admits it, sometimes feelings don't need words. I know it's early to call, but, well, it was the only time I could really get through to you. I hope I didn't wake you. Josh chuckles.
Oh, you did? But it's fine. It's always great to start the day hearing from you. Before you called, I was dreaming. The picnic again. Just the two of us. It felt so real this.
And Kelly teases. Picnic? I had a dream about being outdoors, too. Well, I hope it was me at that picnic. And Josh is amused, laughing, and saying,
well, we talked about it the other day.
Kelly chimes in. Well, dreams can feel so real. So how's work going, by the way?
Well, it's the same. What about you? How about that psychology project?
Well, it's going real good. My professor said I've got potential. Maybe I'll really be a counselor someday. Josh thinks she's stronger than most people I know. He strokes his bearded, handsome face, gazing into the distance. Kelly's voice grows serious. Hey, I gotta go. She pushes back a blonde curl, her blue eyes suddenly steady. They're starting count. And Josh, half forgetful, says,
right.
Every time I forget she's in prison, I'm out here.